March 2024 issue of Deep Times Journal by Molly Brown. When the Deep Times team learned that the Work the Reconnects network was planning a Gaian gathering the first week in November 2023, we decided to fill the March 2024 issue of Deep Times with edited transcriptions of the talks and presentations, as well as some of the poetry or videos offered there. And here is the result. Our editorial team thoroughly enjoyed reviewing the presentations and editing the transcripts to offer you the highlights of the resplendent Gaian gathering, which was attended by well over 600 people from around the world. We included a selection of the keynote speakers and a couple of the other presentations that we could readily translate into written form. There were many more inspiring practice sessions and participant-centered discussions that didn't lend themselves to the journal format. We hope the articles herein will whet your appetite for viewing the full presentation videos now available on the Work That Reconnects network website. Here's the link that will also be found after each edited transcription. Leading our gratitude section, Mary Ope reflects on her experience as a participant in the Gaian gathering. In preparing for the Gaian Throsine, in Joanna at the Gaian Gathering, Linda Seeley tells about Joanna's joyful response to and delightful participation in the gathering. Mark DeCitra recounts an early history of the work, focused here on its initial roots. Bruna Bach leads the section on honoring our pain for the world with a passionate poem in Portuguese and English. What is our pain for? Journalist Dar Jamail shares his personal journey with the Work That Reconnects and honoring our pain, seeing with new eyes. And Hector Aristizabal, Yuri Noy Mier, and Ilaria Olimpico share their process in creating a bestiary for the Gaian Gathering, along with a video they curated together. Our extensive section on seeing with new and ancient eyes begins with Lila June Johnstone's exploration, weaving ancient wisdom into our current lifeways, becoming allies through self-healing. Next is Bayo Akamolafi's poem, I Am an Ongoingness Without a Name, followed by his deep time conversation with Joe Delamore, Time Myronage. Gretchen Schleicher shares on video her haunting song, The Other Side. Deep ecologist John Seed speaks about deep ecology and the conservation of nature. And Adrian Felicinor Galizara offers Pacasophilath Ethical Explorations and the Great Golden Turning. Isn't Pacasophilathical a wonderful word? I guess it's Pacasophilathical. In Going Forth, Woman Stands Shining, Pat McCabe, shares the power and pleasure of omnibeneficence. Imagine what that word means. Two longtime nuclear abolitionists, Kathleen Sullivan and Linda Seeley, uplift the vital role of nuclear guardianship in protecting life on Earth. And Nina Simmons, co-evolver of Bioneers, closes this section with turning vision into action. The Evolving Edge features excellent guidance for facilitators from Belinda Griswold in Undoing Oppression and Cultural Appropriation. The network section offers the story of planning the Gaian Gathering. Resources include a review of Joe Delamore's new book, Raising Children in the Midst of Global Crisis. Words That Reconnect and Leverage Shift of Consciousness introduces Valia Popozaki's project collecting and curating powerful new words for the Great Turning. This recording by Molly Brown has many errors in pronunciation, but I hope will still be of use to you. Thank you.